First of all, if you came in from Euclid Avenue, you obviously saw the truck. Today is Stuff the Truck Sunday, and so they'll be out there till Mass is over, and they will take various things, and also they will take money, and they'll also be here tomorrow from 8:30 until 11. Seamus was at the gala for the inauguration of the new mayor of Galway, and he was overserved, shall we say. And he crosses the room and says, "My lovely lady in red, will you dance with me?" And the answer comes, "I won't dance with you for three reasons. First of all, I don't dance and I won't dance. Second, it's not dance music they're playing. And third, I'm not your lovely lady in red, I'm the Bishop of Galway." Later on. Sometimes people get confused, and that's the part of the story, I think, because sometimes, again, we mistake things. For instance, when I was pastor at St. Robert, some people would come up to me and ask me if I still rode my motorcycle. I've never had a motorcycle. I've never ridden a motorcycle. But the priest that I succeeded as pastor, he used to ride a motorcycle. I never did. And that's what happens, in a sense, in the first reading. Saul, who will now be called Paul, comes to the church in Jerusalem. And many are suspicious of him. They think that he's just tricking them, pretending to be a Christian, so that he can arrest others and put them in jail for being Christians. And so Barnabas then takes him in hand, brings him to the apostles, and the apostles listen to him, and they understand and bear witness to the fact that he is, in fact, a Christian. And he begins to proclaim the gospel there in Jerusalem. And the people in Jerusalem, the Christians in Jerusalem, even begin to care for him, so that when they find that he is being in danger from the Hellenist Jews, they send him off to safety in Caesarea. And our question is, are we going to be recognized as Christians when it comes to the time of testing? How can we make sure that we're going to be accepted and recognized as Catholic Christians? And I think we see the answer to that in the second reading. We are to love not just in words, but in deed and truth. And that was the motto of my high school Cathedral Latin, opere et veritate, in deed and truth. That means living in truth and acting in truth, in charity. Acts of real charity, real care, even if we don't feel very loving about the people around us. We have to act with kindness and mercy. Even as simple as today participating in Stuff the Truck. And I've been very impressed since I've been here at Immaculate Conception at your generosity. You manifest that in so many ways. Your support of Catholic Charities, support of the various mission collections we have, the Thanksgiving bringing of food for the poor and so forth. And the only way we can do that is by being connected to Jesus, who is the vine. And we are to be connected with Jesus in many ways, through prayer, certainly, through reception of the sacraments of penance and Eucharist, spending time in adoration. And there are many other things that we are to do to show that we're connected to the vine. We have to be people who participate in various ways, such as participating in the scripture studies that Deacon Paul moderates, being involved in the various ministries of the church, lectors, ushers, extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion, servers, choir members, cantors, organists, Legion of Mary, St. Vincent de Paul, Mother Teresa, and so forth. This is bearing fruit. When we participate in these ministries, this is bearing fruit. And it's not just informal ministries, but informal ministries as well. For instance, regularly calling an elderly neighbor to just check in on him. Responding with kindness when people try our patience. And we know that happens a lot. It means sharing our faith by talking to those around us who share their difficulties and tell them that we will pray with them and for them, and then doing it. We are to help people understand when they ask questions about our Catholic faith, to tell them what it means. And in doing these things, we are remaining in Jesus. We are connected to the vine. We are allowing the Word of God, who is Jesus, to take root in our hearts. And we can ask whatever we want, and it will be given to us in accord with God's will, who knows what is best for us. By this is the Father glorified, that we bear much fruit and become and live as his disciples.